everybody. I'm Stephanie Beaumont, and this is CNB Seen and Heard, rolling through our eighth season of celebrating the four Atlantic provinces here on Cove FM, where with each broadcast, I want to bring you just a little bit closer to some of the amazing personalities that make up this corner of the planet. They may be native to Nova Scotia or New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island or Newfoundland and Labrador, or they may be kindred spirits who simply adore living and working in Atlantic Canada. The only requirement here is that you're willing to raise the fun flag and wave it in salute of Canada's awesome East Coast. And our chats will be just that. Very conversational, not entirely sensible, and with any luck, totally enjoyable. And what an absolute delight it was catching up to today's guest, whose tremendous talents are only rivaled by his humility. A gifted singer-songwriter who pours every bit of life experience into his music with lyrics crafted through a heartfelt blend of grit and gratitude and delivered in a powerhouse of a performance. So it's no surprise then that he's been winning over audiences all around the world. In fact, at this very moment, he's in the middle of a month-long tour around the United Kingdom, wowing crowds and winning over fans. And once he's done there, he'll head back home to Nova Scotia for a long-awaited concert at the Chester Playhouse. So we'll talk about all of that and so much more, including his forthcoming EP, Real Things, his process for writing songs, and the unique way in which he approaches every live performance. We'll also hear how following his heart led him from out west to a life here on Canada's East Coast and discover the importance he places on connecting with every community he visits. Plus, we'll get the first word, play the final countdown, and even spin some of his amazing music along the way. So with all that ahead, we best get to it. Here's my telephone conversation with the one and only Joe H. Henry. Ladies and gentlemen, how cool is this? It's an international phone call with Mr. Joe H. Henry. How are you?
I am absolutely fantastic. I'm currently right now in northern Scotland.
Wow.
And yeah, it's wonderful.
Have you been picking up any of the local speak? Are there any Scottish greetings you could share?
Oh, definitely. A big one here is, all right.
Wow, you've picked up the... Are you good with accents, Joe H. Henry? Come on.
Well, I have on both sides, actually. I have Scottish roots. On my father's side, I'm Métis, which is usually a mix of an indigenous of the area and then settlers that had come in at certain points. And I was lucky enough that there happened to be Scottish on that side as well as my mother's side, all being from here up on the Isle of Lewis and Stornoway.
Wow. That's
yeah, so
cool.
Yeah, so I've heard a couple of Scottish accents in my life.
Nice. And now, do you feel a real kinship being over there? Like, do you feel at home?
I wasn't prepared for it, truly. I started off this journey in Belfast, and then I went from Belfast to Glasgow, and I landed, and I left the airport, and it was like my blood remembered the soil. It was something that I wasn't prepared for at all. It's very overwhelming, and it has been every day since.
Oh my goodness, that's so great. Well, what a wonderful opportunity. We're going to get to touring and everything that's happened since it's been 2 years since you and I first chatted. So I'm sure there's lots of ground just career-wise, but life-wise and all sorts of things. But I want to start this call, Joe H. Henry, with a new game that I play. It's called The First Word. It's really word association. So what I want you to do, I'm going to say a word, and then Joe, you're just going to say the first word that comes to your mind. Okay? Pretty
all
simple, right?
Right?
And there's no wrong answer. Here we go. First word with Joe H. Henry. Morning.
Doves.
Ooh. Touring.
Life.
Packing.
Touring.
Okay. I'm guessing you're a light packer. You strike other than your gear, probably, right? That's the bulk of it.
Oh yeah, truly. I could. I lived out of a backpack for most of my life.
Wow.
So I'm still quite capable of it.
Nice. Wow. I could probably take some lessons from you, Joe. Okay. Here we go. Back to it. Camping.
Family.
Downtime.
Camping.
Shopping.
Boring.
Hockey.
Nothing I know anything about.
Wow. Okay. Rehearsal.
Community.
Parties.
Excess.
Night.
Writing.
Okay. Wow. Well, those are good. See, I got some insights. I've met somebody who doesn't like to shop, so that's a strike against you. And camping, same. Okay, I'm only teasing you. But wow, well, that's extraordinary. Okay, so listen, we're catching up to you on tour. We're excited by the fact that you are indeed coming home and very close to us, playing the Chester Playhouse. So that's super cool. That'll be on February the 13th. But at this minute, you are overseas. And now, Joe H. Henry, when you were just a little fella trucking around out west, did you ever imagine a world in which your career would take you to worlds away, to continents and people and places that, I mean, was it ever on your radar?
No. I grew up in a way that I'm pretty sure we would have had to raise money to have as much money as dirt.
Oh, no.
And So all of my imagination never could have even came close to any of this. And every morning I'm woke up to that realization that this is what happens when you listen to life and you do what it tells you you're supposed to do without wavering. Yeah, it's something that I never could have imagined. And the thing that really keeps me doing it is showing my children that there is a world where they can be truly who they are and thrive.
Which is amazing. Now, you do have a wonderfully big family by current day standards. Number of kids, why am I thinking 4 or 5? Am I close?
Five, yes.
Five. So you have 5 kids. How many of them, Joe, are going to be trucking in your footsteps, do you think?
Oh, well, as long as it's with the idea in mind that it is what they need to be doing,
right?
What their soul calls for them to do, I would really hope all of them.
Okay, but is there anybody showing promise?
Oh, yes, they all are in many different ways, from energy work to music to writing to painting. They're all very, very open thinkers.
Oh, good. You got to love that. And a wonderful team. Now, my go-through, my contact, if you will, to the world of Joe H. Henry is your incredible partner, Shelby. Now,
yes.
I don't know if we got the origin story there. But that must have been a magical meeting, Joe. Hey?
Yes.
Was it like fireworks immediately? Was it a slow, steady build? What was it?
We were friends for 15 years first, and it all started with, I was still riding trains and living on the street at the time. I had passed through Calgary, and I was in a park with a mutual friend of ours, and Shelby had now tells me after that she had saw me from a distance sitting with him and was like, no way am I going over there. This guy has bad news written all over him.
No.
I was covered in train grease and bad decisions.
Oh, no.
And then sure enough, our friend called her over and said, you've got to meet Joe. And then she said, well, I suppose you're going to need something to eat.
Oh.
And she made me food that night. We became great friends, and any time that I would pass through town, we would go hang out, go on camping adventures, or just hanging out with me being the jukebox that I was back then with my guitar,
right?
And my dog, Decoy, who everybody fell in love with all the time. So over the years, we stayed in contact, and it's a pretty wild story, and I don't know if I can be really concise with it, but my father had passed on my birthday in 2013, and I was in Montreal where I got off of the streets, and it led me to going back to where he was from in the Red River Valley and where I got to spend my summers as a child to get back to my roots and find out really what being Métis was all about. And that turn of events, and I told this to the kids the other day before I had left, that though it seems so terrible of a time in my life, it was necessary for them to exist on this world because it brought Shelby and I together. And all these years later, the chance that we took on life to listen to it and move to Nova Scotia with no plans, nothing set up, is all brought to this moment now. And I said that I'm about to go to the place that my family is from, and I never would have thought that that would be possible in my life with zero education and no real great job or, you know.
Wow. It's pretty amazing. When you start to put all the pieces together and the puzzle of life, if you will, it's pretty extraordinary. And now the tapestry has gotten you over there to the UK and you're touring around. It seems to me like, and I could be wrong, but that the creative juices must be flowing pretty strong over there. Are you writing a ton or what's happening?
Oh, very much so. Just before you called, actually, I got an idea and I was writing about a person who is longing for the waves of sailing, though the sails on the ship were failing, if only in their mind, because they never had a lifetime of people being on the sea in their family, so they didn't have the knowledge of it. And then I think he's going to come to a point where he's going to pick up the knowledge from another human being who is longing for a life like his, and then it's all just going to culminate in the fact that with the community, we're all stronger together.
Wow.
So many ideas pop up.
Well, now I've got a recording of it in case you forget. I feel bad for interrupting that session, but I look forward to hearing that on the radio. Now, we talk about performing and we talk about the wonderful world of recording and all of those sorts of things. You have an EP, Real Things, coming up, and you've been giving us sort of a steady diet of tunes over the last number of years. And because, I mean, I could be wrong. You seem like a free spirit to me, Joe. But do you love the studio portion of the program? Do you love the nailing it down? Or is the song always evolving to you?
Songs are always, for me, a living document. And they change so much. I believe that at the end of a tour is the best time to record the songs that you've been working on, because they've come to such a place. So if you can get that magic time, that's the best. But for these last two EPs, I've been working with the fantastic Lil Thomas. So it's like a good time to get to hang out and just be friends, as well as experiencing his masterful just control of the craft of being a sound engineer. He makes it very easy to be in a studio for certain. And I've been in studios where it's like going to the dentist. So.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Well, it's funny. As you were talking about that, I hadn't given it a tremendous amount of thought, but Alan Doyle always travels with his recording setup and he records on the road. But I can appreciate that it must be, you know, because it's also like focus grouping a song too, right? You can see what's playing great with the crowds and you can put in an extra lick here and there and really get it down.
Definitely. And that would be something that I would love to do, though my art form isn't recording.
Right.
I'm not great.
You're not aspiring to be an engineer?
No, exactly. And I was homeless for the whole entirety of my life, of the moments when I would have been getting into any kind of electronics or social media or like the dawn of the internet as we know it now. Gotcha. So I don't know anything about it. Oh. So it's a lot of research if I wanted to.
You're blissfully unencumbered. That's the way I would put it. Hey, listen, Joe, we've got to stop down for our first commercial break. Let's say we play the title track to Real Things,
yes,
your forthcoming EP, and we'll talk to you on the other side. We are with Joe H. Henry, although he is way overseas, but we're looking forward to his return here to Nova Scotia to play the Chester Playhouse on February the 13th. We'll have more with him here on CNBC and Heard, but right now, here's Real Things on Cove FM.
Maybe a smile could mean something more. Maybe the right thing's waiting on the other side of that door. Maybe that old house will find a pet that is best on the wall. Maybe tomorrow is the today we've been longing for. Feeling them real things. Feeling them real. looks around. Will keep us around. Maybe it's sunshine, maybe it's rain. Whether the weather, whatever we're feeling, maybe makes it all the same. Maybe we don't know where the wild things are going. Maybe the wilds of our mind feed the tide and keep rivers flowing with them. Them real things, they'll keep us around. Oh, they keep us around. Oh, living is costly, thinking is free, and maybe it's easy.
Thank you.
on Cove FM. That's Keep the Fire Burning here. And I am so excited. CNBC and Heard's guest today is the singer of that song. He's Joe H. Henry. And while he currently hangs his hat overseas on tour, if you will, he'll be coming back to Nova Scotia, home to Nova Scotia, to play the Chester Playhouse here on the South Shore on February the 13th. I'll put all the show ticket links and all that stuff in our show notes. But Joe, I feel like we're catching you mid-tour because you've still got a number of shows before you head home. Same kind of vibe to the audiences or completely different crowds, would you say?
I would say that the basic fabric is there.
Okay.
A lot of the people have the same kind of intertwinings, I guess you would say. But they all have their own little sweet addition. I was talking with somebody earlier today about doing these rural touring opportunities. The wonderful thing is I get to see the early dawnings of the story of the country that I'm in because it's the people that still live in these places.
Right.
And they all do things just a little bit differently,
yeah,
but with the same intent in their hearts.
But really warm. I mean, I think about Nova Scotia,
yes,
having spent a good number of years in Ontario, not to say that it's not warm and friendly, but there's nothing like that East Coast hospitality, so to speak. And I would imagine it's plentiful over there as well.
Oh, very much so. I've been remarking quite often as I've been touring around in Scotland here, how much it is like home, truly. The hospitality, a lot of the same humor and family and community. It's really, there's a reason that Nova Scotia is New Scotland. It's
right,
really quite intertwined.
And gorgeous to look at too, am I right? I mean, I've only seen it in movies, but my goodness, it's gorgeous.
It is. It takes like truly, I know it's a saying, but it's a real thing that daily I have my breath taken away by something.
Yeah. For sure. Now, listen, I hate to keep going back to Shelby, but I feel like five kids, I'm overwhelmed. My daughter just went to university, so I'm sitting here alone in my kitchen drinking coffee. And while that's blissful, I certainly miss the company. But it takes a lot to keep the home fires burning. And your song, Keep the Fire Burning, got me thinking about it, that she's really a force to be reckoned with. But how do you balance it all? Because, I mean, when you're parents, you're a team. And when you're on the road, that's something entirely different. But you're gone for a pretty decent stretch here, Joe H. Henry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. This one seems easy because it's only 6 hours on the plane away, whereas Australia was 36, and that was 6 weeks, and this is only four.
Good Lord.
It's starting to get a little bit easier with, you know, being able to video call.
Right, of course.
And keep in touch pretty regularly. But yeah, there's no way that I could possibly understand what the feathers on Shelby's wings go through on a daily basis.
But you
really can't.
But as much as you love being on the road, I gotta believe you love being home too, right? That's a real balancing act for the heart.
Oh, for certain. For me, a perfect world would be my family being right along with me,
yeah,
getting to experience these moments with me.
Imagine.
I'll have to hopefully one day be able to be graced by Natalie McMaster's presence to ask her how she does it.
Well, and she's got a bigger crew than you, but it is quite wonderful, mm-hmm, when they hit the road. Wouldn't that be fun, hey, to take them all on the road with you?
Oh, that would be absolutely heaven on earth for me.
There you go.
That's something that I aspire for.
Now, you know what? The last time we were talking, you were just about to go on stage with, you know, Matt Mays and Jen Grant and Joel Plaskett and a whole bunch of people for a big benefit concert. And since then, you've had the great opportunity to go everywhere. You were mentioning Australia. You're in the UK now. And I know you've toured across Canada and whatnot. Tell me some of the highlights, Joe, that you've had, and maybe some of the artists that you've met that you've always wanted to. Have there been any cool moments in the past couple of years?
Oh,
you can summarize?
Yeah, I can try.
Okay.
I can really try. One thing that has definitely come to light for me is that no matter the size of the stage or the place that you are playing in, that we can all become purveyors of that moment together as if we're sitting in a living room.
Right.
That's one thing that I have found out that is universal on either continents.
Yeah.
And definitely the ability to hang out and talk with the likes of, you know, Tara Spencer and Dave Gunning and Matt Anderson and Bruce before he passed. And Heather Rankin, the child inside of me is losing its mind. And I'm trying to keep my composure every day. It's something that I could talk about just that for days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've mentioned an incredible wealth of East Coast talent there in that mouthful, but have you met any folks from far afield that you could put on our radar that we may not know about, or maybe that
for
we do?
Certain.
Yeah. Drop some names now, Joe.
Definitely. I had the lovely opportunity to tour around outback Queensland and New South Wales and up the Gold Coast with the fantastic Georgia Mooney.
Oh.
She's an Australian artist who now lives in London and is just, oh, I can't say enough about her, so everybody needs to check her out.
Okay.
She reminds me of an Australian version of Tara Spencer.
Oh, wow.
In the way that she can craft a song so well and put on such a great show, but you can hear that there is somebody that is writing a play and scoring it in real time in front of you.
Oh, my gosh. Joe, can I just tell you, the last time I had Tara on, I said, that song is a musical. Like, it is, but you're absolutely right, sir. And it's nothing splashy. What she's talking about is real life, but she has such a poetry to how she says it and how she delivers it.
Uh-huh.
You know, just amazing. Okay, so we'll look her up for sure. And now, how is that? Like, you're touring around, like, because everybody's got their own way of doing it. I know it's, you know, music is the language, but the behind the scenes portion, you know, there are people who have their pre-show warm-ups. There's people who have a couple of pops before, you know, there's people who are strict and they go right to the stage. They don't talk to anybody. They have vocal rest and all that kind of stuff. Have you picked up any tricks along the way, or have you just stayed pretty true? Are there any inside behind the scenes scoop now you can drop since we've got you?
Yes, definitely. My secret is that I'm exactly the same on stage as I am off. So most of my pre-show ritual is being out and meeting the people of the town that I'm in and getting to see what it is they love about it. So we can truly just live a moment together. And then I just go right from that to stage and I do the exact same thing, but just to all of them at once. And I should probably pay more attention to vocal something, but I've always just sang, so.
Right. So no nerves then, Joe. Like, it sounds like it's just an easy transition. You strut up to the stage, strap on your guitar, and you're good to go. Like, you don't go, oh my God, I can't believe I've got to play. Like, no nerves.
No, I think to me that would be a lot like a cardinal wondering if it can fly before it jumps out of the tree.
Okay, wow.
I think it's just
innate.
It's what I was made to do.
Right.
And when I was younger, I came up with a thought process in my head of this is who I am and this is what I do if I was ever feeling nerves about anything. So the first time I went on a stage, I didn't have that because this is just who I am.
Wow, that's so cool. Okay, very good. All right, listen, we've got to stop down for another commercial break. And I thought as we head there, because you've had the great fortune of touring and sharing the stage with so many people, is there one song that we could spin now that you've heard live that you just loved? Like, the moment was special, their delivery was extraordinary, or the audience loved it. You just give us some backstory and then tell us what song I can play.
Yes, definitely. And I would love to have it be a worldly thing or maybe a little bit more interesting for people, considering that I've toured where I've toured.
Yes.
But truly, a down-home feeling for me is the first time that I heard Tara Spencer perform in the city.
Oh my gosh, I love that song. Well, I don't mind playing that by special request for our very special guest today, Mr. Joe H. Henry. We'll have more with him after the break, but as we head there, here's the one and only Tara Spencer with In the City on Cove FM.
The place that I come from has only one city. The traffic lights through the windshield were festive and pretty. Christmas shopping at Zellers and Sears when I was a kid. I dreamed someday I'd live there, and for 2 years I did. My mom cried and Lady Di died the day I left for college, where I stayed up too late writing papers and faking my knowledge of philosophy, history, lectures that I had slept through. I had only enrolled just to say I had something to do. I would walk through the wind and the snow of a winter park lane, see the spring garden flowers grow through the spring garden rain. The streets named for trees were a forest to me, with no one to hear if I fell in the city hid me so well. A 24-hour IGA grocery store, a 2-bedroom apartment above that I couldn't afford. Video different suspense, drama and horror, like the night I called cops to bust into a locked bathroom door, where a scorned former boyfriend unbottled his feelings inside, talking madness and swallowing sadness to make it subside. I tried to be cool and be calm, but I was terrified. When they took him away, I can't even say if I cried. I collected my thoughts, called collect from a public payphone, for my regular check-in and chat with my mother back home. I was too stubborn to tell her that I was in trouble. I pretended I only saw rainbows from inside my bubble. I would walk through the wind and the snow of a winter park lane, see the spring garden flowers grow through the spring garden rain. The streets named for trees were a forest to me, with no one to hear when I fell in the city that hid me so well. In the city. Ooh, in the city. Like a daisy making its way through a sidewalk crack, the love of a friend called my heart and my heart called him back. He would walk through the commons alone at 3:30 a.m. with a sandwich he'd stolen, bologna or PB and jam. A confessional booth at Wendy's with burgers and fries. We shared our mistakes over milkshakes and untied our lies. He had flunked out of school a secret he'd carefully covered. There and then we decided that we'd rather study each other. We would walk through the wind and the snow of a winter park lane, see the spring garden flowers grow through the spring garden rain. The streets named for trees where he walked next to me, with no one to hear when we fell in love in the city. He loved me so well in the city. Ooh, in the city. City.
Pictures out in the pouring rain, yeah. So the subtle dreams, the sunshine tones, it bled and turned to gray. Now it's only a whisper, and it's only a dream. Well, it's only a heartache washing away the picture, washing away the picture of you and me. Washing away the picture, but the sound of love getting restless, and the silence too high tone, shot from my hands left me breathless. I tried screaming to hang on, and it was only a whisper, it was only a dream. Well, it's only a heartache washing away the picture. Now it's only a whisper, and it's only a dream. Well, it's only a heartache, but it's washing away the picture. It's washing away the picture. Washing away the picture.
Welcome back back to CNBC Seen and Heard here on Cove FM. That's Only a Whisper by Joe H. Henry. You can find it on the new EP called Real Things. And Joe will have that and all of his merch. Hey, when you play the Chester Playhouse on February the 13th. Joe, is it cool to hold something that you've made, like with your picture on it and all your songs on it, and sell it to people? Do you love that part of it?
I love the fact that with this EP, I got to work with a wonderful friend of mine who painted the cover of it.
It's gorgeous.
And
who is that?
Yes,
who did that?
Cass Trumbly.
Okay.
And there's a huge, long story about how we all came into each other's lives that is wonderful, that I'll probably get to at the show.
Okay.
As I usually will ramble on about something. And while we were discussing the finishing of that, my daughter Ruby heard that we were talking about an album cover. And in her mind, she must have been like, I'm going to go and do this album cover. But she didn't realize we were talking about the finalizing of it. And she came from her room. She had pulled out her pencil crayons and said, Dad, there's your cover. Oh. So that is the back of it.
Wow.
And she said if she's around, she's more than happy to sign her picture.
Well, and there you have it. So we'll look forward to meeting Ruby Henry. How cool would that be? Okay, now listen, you said rambling. Now, I like to think of it as storytelling. But Joe, when you're doing a show, are you changing the bits in between? Is it a constant flow? Do you have your... Obviously, you have the stories behind the songs, but I'm imagining that as you go, you're picking up local flavors that you can interject. Like, do you give much thought to that in-between song patter, or does it just come out naturally?
Yeah, it's very much an in-the-moment thing. I don't make set lists.
You do? What?
Yeah.
Talk, what?
No.
Come on, Joe. No. So every show is different?
Every show is different. Yeah,
wow.
truly different. Like, there's even the stories within have the same basis, but they'll live differently in a moment. And I believe at the end of the day that I'm a bit of a traveling salesman in a way that this is the way that I've found to bring togetherness to the forefront of a conversation, and just leaving everything at the door of the week or whatever's going on in the world, and living in that moment together and sharing what we need with the energies of each other. So I allow that to shape what the show becomes. And I find that that's the sweet spot for me. That's where the frequencies all meet perfectly. So I will just let that kind of be what it needs to be. And I'm hoping that at the end of it all, and at the end of my time here on this earth, there could be one thing, and that would be unity and togetherness. And that's how I try to achieve it.
Wow.
By going out on the road to these different places and getting to live in these moments with these people.
That's amazing. Okay, so I feel like, and I could be wrong, in my brain as you were talking, I'm thinking to myself, this might be the most present guest I've ever had. And then it begs the question, are you a worrier? Do you worry?
No, not at all.
Right? That's what I was thinking. I got like, this man doesn't worry, because all you have is the present moment. Is that what you're telling me, Joe H. Henry?
Truly. The past is a figment of your imagination, just like the future. And the current moment is the only real definitive that we have.
Wow. Oh, my God. Joe, you should do like self-help groups on the road. Hey? Like,
if I could support my family doing that, I would love nothing more.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so great. Okay. Now, listen, we are going to run out of time, and I have a couple more questions I want to ask you. So this new EP you'll have with you, you said that you're always writing songs. If
yes.
I was to like take an inventory now, Joe, because if you're always writing and you've already got this one packaged, if I said you got to go to studio and record everything you've got now, how many songs would that be?
Oh, we would have to take out a very large loan. We would have to be in the studio for a very long time. I wouldn't even be able to tell you. If I actually had a deadline, my ADD brain would go into its happy place. And
but
I don't know how many albums I'd put out.
All right. Well, listen, let me ask you this question then. If you're always living in the present, if that's your mission, if you will, do you start a song and finish a song? Or do you start a song and like keep a running journal and then go back to it? Or what's the process for you when it comes to that creativity?
I write it in its form that it's currently in. If I'm awarded the time to work on it, I will work on it till its completion of that moment that it currently lives in. And then I'll revisit it and allow it to tell me what it needs more. Because at the end of the day, truly, I believe that ideas pick me that need to find somebody, and I just become the vehicle. So I just want to ensure that I'm doing that the best way that I possibly can.
Oh, there you go. I'm guessing, and I could be wrong, that you don't look at songwriting as a job. And yet it is for a good number of songwriters. They, you know, clock in every morning and start to write. That's not how you work, right, Joe?
Well, no, the writing aspect, the composition is a big one for me because okay. I have no real knowledge. I have no background in music at all. That's the hurdle for me to get over. But writing, I feel like it's almost cheating. Because I could write something right now in the time we had left.
Right.
Like it's something that is a constant. So I never have to worry about that. I don't write anything down either.
Oh.
I just kind of I keep those things, you know, those moments that'll grab me, and I'll write them, and I keep them in my head, and I let them live. And then I revisit them because, as they say, good songs aren't written, they're rewritten.
Oh.
And sometimes I will write an entire page and it was all just necessary for me to get three lines that get to live a life.
Wow. That's so cool. Joe, you should write a book. We're going to run out of time now and I've got to play the final countdown. So just let me play the music.
It's the final countdown.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
Joey Chenery, these are our final five questions. They will count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's begin with number 5. Joey Chenery, give me 5 words to describe Joey Chenery.
Oh.
This shouldn't be hard, Joe. It's you.
Yeah. I don't really.
You got to give me 5,
really,
sir.
Okay. I'll give you 5.
Okay.
Father.
Okay.
Husband. Writer. Performer. And lover.
Ooh. Funny. I was going to say friend, but okay, very good, because Valentine's Day is coming. I love it.
Lover in the way of I
love everything.
I deeply and truly love things.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so great. 5 awesome words. Okay. Joe H. Henry, give me 4 things I will always find in your fridge. With 5 kids, it's got to be pretty extraordinary.
Oh, yeah. So it would definitely be chicken.
Okay.
A large amount of leftovers from a sauce or a chili.
Okay.
Eggs.
Yes.
If we had to wash them.
Oh, do you have chickens?
Yeah, we have chickens.
Oh, wow.
So if we had to wash them because we were just had too many.
Yes.
And they were taken over the counter, then they'll be in the fridge.
Okay.
And tons of fresh local vegetables.
Nice. Okay, very good. That's awesome. Okay, Joe H. Henry, give me 3 things. Now, you've been all over the world. You're from out west, but you're hanging your hat now in Nova Scotia. Give me 3 things everyone should do when they come to Nova Scotia.
Ooh. Drive everywhere you can from stem to stern and look. I would say Peggy's Cove.
Sure.
A huge thing.
Yes.
And go to a Kaylee.
Right? That's a good time.
Yep.
Can't beat it. Okay, very good. All right. Joe H. Henry, give me 2 songs any respectable guitar player should know to sing by campfire.
Ooh. David Francie's Red Wing Blackbird.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And the Corey's Flower of Scotland.
Ooh, wow. Shout out to where you are right now. Very good. Okay, now this is our very last question. Joe H. Henry, you have been all over the globe, which is very cool to say. You have shared the stage with lots of people. You have hung out with a million artists and worked with a ton of crew, and of all of your travels, you have met countless people. I want you to give me the name of the one person who you would want to be your partner on Amazing Race.
Amazing Race?
Oh my gosh, you don't know that show?
I think I know the idea of
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Because I saw some adverts for it.
Okay, very good.
So they would have to be kind of industrious. Be able to.
They need to eat bugs too, I feel. Like, I don't know if you're where you stand on that, if you would be comfortable eating the bugs yourself, but.
Oh, I'd eat the bugs.
Very good.
I would say, that is a tough one.
Right. You want to win. It's $1 million is the prize, by the way. I feel like it's $1 million. It's a lot of money anyway. And you'd want to win. You'd want to be the last one standing.
Yeah, for certain. I would say Dave Gunning.
Dave Gunning. Great. Plus the laughs you guys would have. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I think it would be great. And Dave, I like Dave's mentality of, well, this is the moment we're in, so we better live it to its fullest.
You are so good at impressions. We start with impressions, we end with impressions. Joe H. Henry, you're the man. I'm so happy you've made time for us. I appreciate you connecting with us for this international call. You're so sweet, and we'll look forward to seeing you here in Chester when you play the Playhouse on February the 13th. And we wish you safe travels and wonderful shows over there, sir.
Thank you so kindly, Stephanie. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and I can't wait to be back home at the Chester Playhouse.
For all things Joe H. Henry, his music, videos, tour dates, and more, visit joehhenry.com. And on the topic of tours, Mr. Henry's got a handful of shows left in the UK, with his last performance slated on the 7th at the Market Theatre in Ledbury. Then he'll fly home for a wee bit of a break before his long-awaited concert at the Chester Playhouse Theatre on Friday, February the 13th. The evening will kick off at 7:30 with an opening set by local favorite Jamie Younger, and then Joe will treat you to his signature songs and stories. Oh, it's going to be a fantastic night, I tell ya. And now, as of our Wednesday broadcast, there still were a few tickets left, but oh my goodness, do not delay. Get your tickets today at chesterplayhouse.ca. You can find the podcast version of this show, along with all of our other CNB Seen and Heard episodes, available to stream and download now on iTunes via Apple Podcasts. And for all the show notes and links to this broadcast, you can head to my Omni site at stephaniebeaumont.com. There you'll discover our entire catalog of episodes for this show, along with all of our soundtrack episodes too. Thanks to Jason McDonald for our CNB Seen and Heard theme music. Thanks to Joe H. Henry for being my guest. And thanks to you for joining us today. Sure hope you will again next time here on Cove FM. I'm your host, Stephanie Beaumont. Be well till then.